All right, it's that time of the year in Major League Soccer that you begin to see things take shape. There are all kinds of components here now. It's a league of parity, as you know. But these different components become an issue when it comes to making the playoffs. One only needs to look to the LA Galaxy in a recent injury crisis. Jozy Altidore is out for the year with a broken bone in his foot. Steven Gerrard out with a hamstring. Jel Van Damme with a knee injury. They've just offloaded that hard-hitting midfielder from the Netherlands whose name I can't seem to bring up right now. In Toronto, Sebastian Giovinco's out for 4 weeks. Didier Drogba has picked up an injury. In Montreal. In San Jose, the Earthquakes fired general manager John Doyle and have had their style of play criticized. In Dallas, Oscar Pereira and his squad are trying to solve three competitions after having their best player in Fabian Castillo extracted. By the way, the guy who got offloaded to Turkey is Nigel de Jong for the LA Galaxy. Castillo went to play in the Turkish Superliga with 3 months left in the season. Imagine that. Dallas putting a great year together, and then they get their best player extracted. That's a whole nother issue. But what I'm saying is all these varying things can lead to what are a change in direction for teams down the stretch run here. So in Major League Soccer, which is a league of parity, we're not yielding any clear-cut team is unbeatable right now. That can be a good and a bad thing. So once again, we may get surprised to who wins the MLS Cup, but so many factors have to be weighed in when it comes to parity and a league of parity, which is what is going on right now. Now, on another note, let me just remind ourselves to the benefits of social media from a standpoint of coverage of Major League Soccer. Yeah, we got a lot of clowns and internet warriors out there who are big and bold and brash on the internet. I get it. But look, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, various podcasts, these are all vehicles to making the sport more popular, especially when you're not getting the full respect of mainstream media. It's not the end-all of all coverage, but it is important. It provides a platform for those to speak out, and it helps to breed a new generation of fans. So choose the voices that you want to hear and listen to them until your heart desires. Some people are going to like me, some aren't. Hopefully, mostly, you will like me. Some of the podcasts are great out there, and some of them, I guess I'm going to reserve my comments. That's Game On for 90.